This is Vatican Radio. The relief agency Christian Aid has appealed to the international community to do more to resolve the crisis in South Sudan, which has led to famine in parts of the country. Some 100,000 people are facing starvation in Unity State, while a further 1 million are classified as being on the brink of famine. On Wednesday, Pope Francis called for concrete action to get food aid to famine victims in the world's newest nation. The UK's Department for International Development announced on Wednesday that it is to provide £200 million in emergency aid to South Sudan and Somalia. Nick Gutman, head of the humanitarian division at Christian Aid, spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the desperate situation facing many people in the country and about what the immediate needs are.
The situation in South Sudan has been deteriorating for the last year or so, but I suppose it's got especially bad since the middle of last summer. We've been talking about and trying to raise the profile of South Sudan, as have many other aid agencies, telling the world that if things are not done, both on trying to improve the security situation and move for peace, but also just in providing humanitarian assistance, the situation would get worse and worse and worse. And now we see the dreadful situation as in with 100,000 people in actually a famine situation.
Would you say a lot of the situation now is a result of the three-year conflict that's been going on in South Sudan?
Yes, I mean, I think the famine is a result of the ongoing conflict, which has made it very difficult for people to sustain their livelihoods. People are being forced to flee their homes. People are being forced to live in marshland areas in dreadful conditions. And it's, you know, the conflict has made it impossible for them to get the food and resources they need to survive.
Tell me, what are the immediate needs right now for the people there?
The immediate need, above all, is always peace and security so people can go back to their homes. But in terms of the relief supplies, we need to be providing food and other non-food items to help them survive. They need to be nutrition programs and they need support so people can, those who are in the worst situation can have the food that they need to survive. But we also need the conflict is ongoing. We need the peace and security, but we need to be able to work within those very difficult conditions. So, giving people sort of fishing nets, fishing hooks, those sort of things. A lot of people are in the swamps. Colleagues I was talking to in South Sudan yesterday telling me about people who were fleeing into the swamps. And if they've got a fishing hook, fishing nets, they can actually catch the very plentiful fish there. So that will at least give them some food to sustain themselves if they're forced from their homes. So it's a whole area of work that's needed and that needs to be done very urgently.
How problematic, from what you've been hearing from your partners on the ground, how problematic is it to get aid in when you have the security situation as it is?
It is very difficult to get assistance in, but we're working with local partners who have access and have worked with the communities for many years, know the environment and are able to get supplies in, but it's nowhere near enough. The World Food Programme and others are doing airdrops. Airdrops are not the most efficient way of getting support in. It does get food there, but it's very, very difficult. And then you have to have staff on the ground to actually ensure the distributions are done fairly, and that is extremely challenging. It's a very, very, very difficult situation, but it's a situation where if there is peace and if there is access, humanitarian access, to these areas, we can do a lot to alleviate the suffering.
What can be done by the international community, and what would be Christian Aid's appeal to the international community at this time?
I think the international community has to use its diplomatic endeavours to push for peace and access in South Sudan. I think that the international community needs to step up and follow the lead that the British government has provided in providing. The British government has given £100 million towards the relief effort in South Sudan. Other countries need to step up in the same way to ensure that the UN plan is fully funded to make sure that people can get over this very, very difficult situation, but also get the support that they need in the medium term to be able to recover. But that also means there has to be peace in the country.
Pope Francis made an appeal for South Sudan on Wednesday at his audience. How important is that voice at this time?
I think his voice, Pope Francis' voice, is hugely important. We need to have appeals across the globe to provide support for the people of South Sudan, but also the people of Somalia, people in North Nigeria, in Yemen, and many other places in the world where people are suffering as a result of conflict. And I would hope that his call will galvanize world support, world leaders, to provide more support to the people of South Sudan.